Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my next guest is looking for information about a tragic event that happened in his hometown of Drumcolliher, County Limerick, nearly 100 years ago. Ger Keyes is joining me on the line now and to tell me all about it. Hi, Ger, how are you?
Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
Good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. So in Drumcolliher, County Limerick, almost 100 years ago, will you tell people about the event that changed the town forever?
Briefly, it's the Drumcolliher cinema disaster, Brendan, somewhat of a misnomer. It is a disaster. It was one of the most deadly disasters in modern Irish history. It did happen in Drumcolliher, Brendan, but it didn't happen in a cinema in the sense that you or I might understand the cinema in today's parlance. It happened in a storehouse, Brendan, in a loft, in fact, over a storehouse, a timber loft. And 150 people, more than 150 people went into that loft up a steep stairs on a Sunday night in September after a church service. And they went there for the showing of a film. A local entrepreneur had arranged to get a projectionist and some films from Cork. And he was set up in this hall to show films, and people paid 9 pence for the privilege. There were two shows, a short and a main. The short was called False Alarm, and the main was probably The Decoy. And Brendan, while the films were being set up for the main film, a candle got knocked over on the table. It lit the nitrocellulose film, which is extremely flammable. And the rest, as they say, there was only one exit from that loft area that went on fire. The stairs leading up to it went on fire. The floor around it quickly caught fire. There was timber on the walls, timber on the ceiling. This room quickly filled up with thick black smoke, and catastrophe happened. Some people escaped through the door, through the burning door. Some people made their way through a window at the back that had bars in it. They prized them open. Some people got out. But after about 15 minutes, Brendan, when the floor collapsed and the roof fell in, 48 people was the tragic toll from that sad event ultimately. And if that figure sounds familiar, Brendan, 48 people died in an inferno. That's exactly the same number as people as died in the Stardust.
Oh.
So it was a huge terrible toll. As somebody said recently, so much death in such a small place. You know, there were young and old, Brendan, boys, girls, men, women. Some families lost several members. There was one house, Buckley family. Jeremiah Buckley went to the cinema with his wife and his daughter. His sister-in-law, Kate Wall, and Nora Kerwin there, who worked with them. The next morning, Brendan, on the street, a dog sat outside a house, whimpering, scratching at the door, because nobody had come home to that house that night. It had a severe impact at the time on our town.
So it was in 1916?
1926.
So it'll be 2 years' time. It'll be 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're trying to get prepared for it. It will be a centenary. Of such significance, it needs a significant commemoration, and we intend to ensure that happens, Brendan.
That's wonderful. It should happen. Yeah. So,
as part of that, Brendan, you know, so people, when we tell that story, people sometimes ask, you know, how did the people deal with it? How did they cope? What was the impact on the town, on the community, and the society? And to tell you the truth, Brendan, the answer is we don't quite know. We probably should know. I think we need to know, and we're determined to try and find out. That is a gap in the history, in the story of the Drumcolliher cinema disaster. So we've set up a research group. It's a strong group with a PhD, a PHL, a genealogist, and a strong team of researchers. And we're going to set about trying to piece together the picture of how our community dealt with the great trauma that befell them in 1926 and afterwards.
And you have a personal connection to the tragedy.
I do, yeah. In the house when I was growing up, my grandmother lived with me. She was Mrs. Hearn, the local school teacher. She wasn't at the cinema show, but her mother was there and her sister was there. And as the tragedy unfolded, her sister Nora escaped somehow from the fire. I'm not sure how. And in the middle outside, she met up with her husband. She was newly married 5 months. She was married to to Bob Ahern, and she turned to Bob and she said, Bob, I can't find my mother. Where's my mother? And somehow her husband, Bob Ahern, made it back up the burning stairs and into the conflagration, and neither Bob Ahern or my great-grandmother, Mrs. Nora O'Callaghan, or Mary Ann O'Callaghan, or O'Kelly as she was, neither of them came out. Auntie Nora was left without her husband, without her mother. It turns out she was pregnant. Some months later, she gave birth to young Bob Ahern. So that was a traumatic time for that family.
We're going to run out of time, I want to make sure people, if anybody has any information, you want them to get in touch with you, and it's thedrumcollaher26@gmail.com is an email address. Is that correct?
That is it. Anybody, families out there who have any segment or fragment of a story, any thought, memory that's handed down over the years, Brendan, anything at all, we'd be delighted to take it. We'll put it all together. Anyone even wants to write to me at Gerard Keyes at Drum Colour, County Limerick.
Drum Colour 26 at Gmail. Listen, thank you so much, Gerard Keyes, and we'll definitely be in touch again as the research expands. Thank you. Claire.